Good morning, everyone. My name is Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 25 years since 1992. That's 25 years of customer care, quality nutritional supplements, and everyday low price. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself with your health, one step at a time. Our topic today is hormones and their effect on weight and skin. And joining us again this month is Lorna Vanderhaeg. Lorna is Canada's leading natural health expert who's been researching nutritional medicine for over 30 years. She has degrees in nutrition, biochemistry, and a master's degree in science. Lorna is the author of 13 books, including A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones. Welcome back, Lorna. Good to have you back on Insights for Health.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much.
Yeah, last month we talked about hormones and a lot of the imbalance that's created through the environment with what you called estrogen dominance and that interplay between the mimicking, I guess, of the hormones and the problems and the side effects that that's causing. And hormones also play a major role in weight in both men and women, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we look at the hormone havoc and what it does to weight gain in particular, it doesn't seem to go the other way with the weight loss, except for the rare case where we have the people with hyperthyroid, and then they tend to lose weight as a result of their hormone imbalance. But we have so many hormones that are involved in weight gain. Thyroid is one of them. Estrogen is another, as well as even things such as cortisol. And so we have a lot of hormones interplaying to make us gain weight or stay overweight or cause what we call stubborn weight loss.
Yeah, oftentimes we've heard customers come into the store and they'll say, you know, I'm really watching my diet. I'm trying to be careful. I'm exercising more, but I'm not losing weight. And we'll say, well done. I mean, good that you're watching the diet. Kudos to you, and you're exercising. But there's more to it than just that, isn't there?
Well, there absolutely is. And, you know, before people embark on a weight loss program, I have a great book that's free in the health food store when people buy GlucoSmart, our weight loss product. It's called The Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss.
Yes.
And this book is all about how hormones are conspiring to make us fat. And it talks about getting your thyroid checked before you embark on a weight loss program and looking at your stress levels. Because one of the things we've learned about stress is that when you're under chronic and continual stress, the fat cells around your middle actually change shape. And the door on the fat cell slams shut and won't open, and the fat cells get bigger and bigger and bigger. So here you are stressed out. You're not eating because you're stressed out, but you're gaining weight and you're gaining belly fat. So a lot of hormones are involved in weight gain, and I think instead of people getting disappointed, because we tend to be the crowd that likes to have results fast,
yeah,
go and make sure your thyroid is okay before you start. And when it comes to thyroid, we talked a little bit about this last month,
yeah,
you want to make sure that your thyroid-stimulating hormone number is below 2. If it's above 2, you will gain weight. You will not be able to lose weight, and it doesn't matter how many, you know, miles you run on the treadmill or how much calorie reduction you do. When you have low thyroid that's not been diagnosed, you can't lose weight. So then these are the people who are like, I have no willpower, I'm not successful, they beat themselves up. And so I feel it's very important before someone starts a weight loss program to really understand if the other hormones in the body are contributing to the problem in the first place.
Yeah, it seems to be that the medical profession, and not to slam them, I don't mean it that way, but they tend to look at the number between 2 and 5 and say that that's okay.
Yes, they do. Now, if you went to a doctor in the U.S., depending on what state it's in, as soon as you hit 2.5, they give you medication. So, you know, we're lucky here because we have products in the health food store that can help people get their thyroid back into balance, especially if your doctor won't give you thyroid medication. And ThyroSmart is a Health Canada approved supplement for thyroid support. And it will bring that TSH back down below 2 so you can lose weight. It'll give you more energy so you can exercise. Because people who have low thyroid, they can't get out of the chair. They feel like they're pushing themselves through every day. And, you know, that stubborn weight loss is very defeating when you're on a weight loss program. So if you go to the doctor and you have a TSH test and your thyroid number is above 2, get yourself some ThyroSmart so at least we can deal with the thyroid component of weight gain.
Yeah, because the thyroid controls your basal metabolic rate, doesn't it?
Your thyroid controls how quickly food moves through your system, so you get constipated when you have low thyroid, and the longer it takes for that food to go through the system, the more weight gain you have. Your thyroid also determines temperature, which is involved in metabolic rate. So yes, if you're cold, then you're not going to burn calories as quickly as when you're hot. You know, have you ever watched a guy who eats a big steak and then he starts sweating? Well, that's a good thing because that's his metabolic rate burning up all those calories. And this is the main reason why we tell people to eat protein for breakfast. If you have a pure 100% protein-based breakfast, you're going to jumpstart your fat-burning furnace, which is your metabolic rate, by 25%, and it's going to stay that way for 3 to 5 hours. So this is a really good way to give your body that little push every day. And, you know, there's great protein powders, and you can look for Protein Smart, which has CLA in it, which is a fat that burns fat. So here you get this great protein shake that tastes yummy, and you also get 5,000 milligrams of CLA, which is one of the few weight loss supplements that's approved for weight loss in Canada that works so well right in the shake.
And I'm glad you mentioned that about fat, burning fat. I mean, you tell people that healthy fat will help you lose weight, and they look at you a little bit funny because it's like we've been programmed to think that all fat is bad.
Oh, it's one of the saddest situations, this whole fat story. And I mean, I blame the media, sorry, but I blame the media yeah. for spreading the all fat is bad and fat makes you fat story, because it's absolutely not true. You know, things like CLA, which is a healthy fat, this fat helps you burn fat quickly. And they've done research in postmenopausal women. So that's the hardest group to lose weight. And any woman who's postmenopausal knows that you get all these three layers of jelly belly you can't get rid of. And that CLA helped those women lose weight even when they didn't change their diet. And things like coconut oil or coconut butter, which is rich in MCTs, a tablespoon of that first thing in the morning will get your fat-burning furnace going. So there's so many ways to jump start your weight loss program. And if you're eating those rice crackers and cereal and skim milk, and that is the diet of an overweight person. You want to go protein, green veggies, healthy fats. That's the way to really keep your weight under control.
Yeah, we did a show a few months ago and we talked about protein. And one of the points we really wanted to stress in that show was that it's not just for athletes, that most of us do not get enough protein in our diet.
Well, it's hard to get protein, so we measure all proteins against an egg. That's how we measure the protein content. And an egg contains 6 grams of protein. So my personal trainer told me that if you're 130 pounds, he says, you need 130 grams of protein a day. And I was going, oh my goodness, I'm a vegetarian, so I guarantee you I'm not getting 130 grams of protein a day. And if you don't get adequate protein, you can't lose weight, you can't build muscle, and muscle burns fat. So you end up in this vicious cycle. So getting women, one of the focuses I've had is getting women to eat more protein, because protein will help you burn that fat off, along with those healthy fats.
And you mentioned earlier about cortisol and again, there's this complex interaction between the hormones, and cortisol and the adrenals are working together with the thyroid, but it almost starts this cycle, doesn't it? The cortisol wants the body to make and store fat, and then the fat cells are also creating estrogen, aren't they?
They are. So first it starts out with stress, chronic unrelenting stress, which then causes you to have low thyroid, which then both of these cause your estrogen levels to go up, and you end up with lots of belly fat. So you end up in this vicious cycle. So, you know, this is why deep breathing exercises, saying no, de-stressing your life.
Yeah.
We talk about these things. Nobody really wants to do it because we're just this 24/7 crowd. But in women in particular, that stress that you're under is going to cause your thyroid to go low. Then you're going to start gaining weight. And then you have those fat cells that are making tons of estrogen on top of it all. And it becomes a vicious cycle. And this is why I wrote the Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss book, was to teach people very simply and easily, because if things are complicated, we're not going to do it. I did a diet program that your kids will love to eat the food, your husband will love to eat the food, and it's got a whole chapter on getting the family involved in food decisions and food preparation and that kind of thing. And it makes all the difference in the world. And if you're overweight and you're over 40, put the food on your plate you'd really like to eat and then put half of each of it back, because you need to start doing portion control as well. And then get yourself on some really good nutritional supplements that are Health Canada licensed for weight loss.
Yeah, and there was a study done in Laval at the university there in Quebec. And can you just describe that study and what they found?
Well, that particular study, when we're looking at, if you're talking about the one for CLA, the CLA study, what they found is they gave women 5,000 milligrams of CLA per day, and they told them, do not change your diet, don't change your lifestyle, eat the food you've always eaten, don't exercise, and women lost, on average, 7 pounds in 90 days. So pretty dramatic weight loss with no diet change whatsoever. So if we actually had people eating vegetables and healthy fats and protein
along with using
weight loss supplements like CLA, this would really help people get that quick, fast results that they're trying to achieve when they go on a weight loss program.
Lorna, we're approaching the break. Any final comments on weight gain and weight loss? Because after the break, we want to talk about hormones and skincare. So do you want to just bring a summary to this weight issue?
Absolutely. So, you know, the first point is that you can lose weight and you can keep it off. That's the key.
That's good news.
And I'll just summarize what I would do, and what I do is start your day with protein. Make sure that you're eating protein, green veggies, and healthy fats. That is the mainstay of your diet. So really simple, not a lot of complication. Add things like GlucoSmart, which will bring your blood sugar and insulin into the normal range and gets rid of that belly fat. It's absolutely key. Make sure you add CLA to your diet, and you can do that in your protein shake. We didn't talk about Sevetol, which has been found to cut sugar cravings, and women hate to drink water. So adding this little stick packs of Sevetol into your water is a great way to cut sugar cravings, make your water taste better, and help you lose weight in the process as well.
Okay. I've been speaking with Lorna Vanderhaeg, author and women's natural health expert. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about hormones and skin health.